Vision View Sports Radio. We are sport.
They are still champions.
Yep, 22 minutes after 11 o'clock right here on Vision View Sports Radio. I will be leaving the building very soon, but before that, I must say that, you know what, we will be chatting to Julian Bailey, who is the media officer of Cape Town City, who is currently on the line ahead of the new 2021-2022 PSL season. Of course, the club finished seventh in the last campaign, and with the club having beefed up their squad, they look to improve on where they left off. Julian, welcome to Vision View Sports Radio.
Hi, thank you. So good to be back with you guys. It's been a while.
It's good to chat with you always. Now, Julian, obviously, thank you for making the time to speak to us. We know that it's a very busy time of the season with regards to pre-season, where everything is chaotic in preparation for the new season that lies ahead. Maybe from a point of departure, let's begin with the management of the Cape Town City team. As not so long ago, we seen the club announce the return of Eric Tinkler. How's the mood been in the camp since his return?
Yeah, it's given us a big boost, obviously, to have Coach Eric back. If we think about the first season the club had under him, it was highly successful. You know, we ended third. Mm. We won the Telkom Knockout Cup. Mm. To think of those days, it gives us all a big, big mental boost. Mm. And yeah, we look forward to seeing what he can bring, you know, after a couple of seasons elsewhere, and just refining his craft as well. So we look forward to working with him again, and I think the players are all excited to be back in pre-season again.
Definitely, and with the amount of signings the club has been making, surely it does look like top management is in full support of his ambitions. Let's start off with the most noticeable recruit in Darren Keat, a seasoned campaigner and a national team goalkeeper. He came in on a free transfer. Can you tell us more about this deal?
Yeah, that was obviously a long-term process. We knew that Peter Liebenberg had ambitions to go back to Europe. And the right move finally happened for him. And we were very supportive of his move back to Europe for his family. He just had a baby recently as well. Mm-hmm. So that move was right. And, of course, we've been speaking to Darren Keat for some time, and he kept himself available for us. And, yeah, the fit is almost instant, I think. The style of football we play and the capabilities he has go hand in hand. And I think for us as well, Darren Keat, massive goalkeeper, he's obviously part of the national team setup, and he has ambitions to get back, you know, into the national team. He has ambitions to win trophies, and that aligns perfectly with us.
And I know that talking about Darren Keats, you know, a goalkeeper's career can go up until the age of 40. He's 31, turning 32, so not so relatively young. And he has been offered a 3-year deal. What was the motivation behind it? Was it to bring in his experience? So will you guys be extending his deal beyond the 3 years?
Yeah, so I think, for, like you said, for goalkeepers, they've got quite a few. They can go up to an age where infield players can't reach. Mm-hmm. And for him at 31, I think the balance between experience and his physical attributes are at its peak. Mm-hmm. I think what he can offer us now is probably the best he'll ever be in terms of experience he has gained with at Budweiswitz and playing in Europe, and physically he's in pretty good shape. So I think for the next three years, definitely this will be the best of Darren Keat. Mm. I think beyond that, we'll have to look. We've obviously got, in the last few games of the season, we saw Mark Anderson playing. He's a young goalkeeper who's got a bright future. We've also got an even younger goalkeeper, a 17-year-old Luca, who played in the MDC last season. He came onto the bench in the last two games of the season. So we're looking to the future, obviously, hoping that both of those two young goalkeepers can be ready to step up and become a number one within the next 4 or 5 years.
Definitely. And I mean, other signings include the likes of Bongani Mbandle. And when we also talk about young talent, we also saw the club complete the signing of 18-year-old right back Patrick Fisher from Cape Town Spurs. What can we expect from these players?
Yeah, so we are building a squad that can compete right now, but we're also keeping an eye on the future. And I think Patrick is a bright young talent. I've worked with him before. He was a 13-year-old kid at then known as Ajax Cape Town when I was there, as well as Luca, the goalkeeper. So we were excited to bring them into Cape Town City's first team to build for the future. Mpandla as well, he's been a goalkeeper that's been around for quite some time. Mm. And he's also a very capable goalkeeper who can step in at any moment. So it was important for us to strengthen the goalkeeping department, but also to strengthen the defensive department in general. It was a position we really, a department we really needed to work on, considering last season the amount of goals we've conceded. So we're happy to have added another defender, another goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And there's also KG.
Yes,
from
which
Prefect
is
Stars,
another
midfielder who comes in with a lot of talent. He hasn't been given an opportunity, you know, by teams in the PSL.
Mm.
So he's been stuck in the NFD. When the quality he has, he shouldn't be playing in the NFD, you know. So we're excited to see what he can bring. He's obviously going to be taking some time to adapt to our style of play, to adapt to the PSL. But he's surrounded by so much quality. I mean, there's Mpoma Kola, Satomo Keke, Tabu Nadada, they've been working with him in training now, showing him the ropes. So he's adjusting pretty quickly. So I think he will have a big contribution for us this season.
You spoke about Mpoma Kola. I mean, a 35-year-old who's still part of the Cape Town City plans. Can you tell us more about this player and what he brings to the table?
Yeah, we've obviously extended his contract by another season. Mm. He has done remarkably well for us last season. He's begun the preseason looking fitter than he was last season. So that's unbelievable for us to see. But yeah, just these bags of experience he's got. He's sharing it with the youngsters openly. He's contributing more than just what you see him on the pitch. He's vital for us in the dressing room, but for us it's all about the experience he has. Mm. He's won trophies, he's captained the Orlando Pirates, he's played for Bafana, so he's done it all, you know, in South Africa. He's played in the Champions League with Pirates. So for us it's all about what he can offer the club, and for him he's perfectly happy to play in a team that values him, that looks after him. And yeah, the youngsters are really benefiting from it, and so is the team in general.
I mean, looking at last season, I mentioned that you guys finished seventh, you know, having won 10 out of the 30 matches. How would you sum up last season? And with these new signings, you know, and especially the return of Eric Tinkler as well, what are the goals going into the new season?
Yeah, last season was not good enough. I think for us, a club that set the standards that we have set, it's just not good enough for us to end seventh and to not win a trophy. So the goal is to get back to what we've shown we can do, you know, is to end at least in the top four. That's the minimum for us. And also to win a trophy, whether it be MTN 8, Nedbank Cup, or even the league title beyond that. We've got to win something. That's the goal, and that's the plan put in place. You know, Coach Eric is very ambitious, and so is our chairman, John Kamitis. So, yeah, that's what we're aiming for.
Well, I wish you guys all the best next season, and obviously all the best with preparations ahead of the new season as well.
thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I hope we can do Cape Town proud and do the PSL proud by having a great season and continue to raise the bar for ourselves.
Definitely. Thank you, Julian.
Thank you so much.
This is Vision View Sports Radio, your one spot stop for all sporting codes.